Administrative Finance Committee for February 11th, 2020, here in the Joseph M. Retta Conference Room. I want to recognize members of council have joined us for this committee meeting. Councilman Street, Councilman Bell, Councilman Carter, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Diller. I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting. Also, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, my legislative aide.
Michelle goes home.
Michelle is taking the notes. I also recognize Councilwoman Durham has joined us, as well as our council president, Hartley Nagel, and Councilman Woods is also here at the meeting. With that, I'm going to go and begin on the agenda. The approval of the minutes from the 25th of January Finance Committee meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of January 28th.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The minutes are approved as submitted. We have no resolutions in this committee meeting today. We're moving on to the ordinance part of the agenda. Ordinance 20-009, amend the grants budget, appropriate $80,000 from the Delaware Community Foundation to the Special Events Fund grant to be administered by Department of Community Services. And I know that this is Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Diller. Councilwoman Diller, would you like to take that for us, please?
Yes. What I wanted to do is to have an explanation as to what's going on here. This is money that is coming from the Community Foundation, but it's actually donations that have gone to the Community Foundation. And I'm going to turn it over to Marcus or Jane Rattani to let us know, kind of give a fuller explanation of this.
Okay. Marcus Henry, General Manager of the Department of Community Services. As you mentioned, it's under the County Pride Program. If you guys remember, this program serves as a fundraising arm for Newcastle County's programs and services. That includes special events, but also includes the Newcastle County Friends of the Mounted Patrol, the Friends of the Police K-9 units, libraries, and the therapeutic riding program at Carousel. Provides a tax deductibility for donations to support these programs and services. This ordinance will appropriate the funds received to date to County Pride from the fundraising effort for special events. These funds will be used to assist with expenses incurred from the Newcastle County sponsored special events and programs. These funds can also be used to offset some of the labor expenses that we incur to promote these programs.
Great, thank you for that. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
So when somebody donates, and that's a decent amount of money, I didn't know Pride had that much in it. So somebody donates, do they just give it to County Pride, or do they designate what program they want it to go towards?
Either.
Jane, attending the Department of Community Services, they do designate. So, for instance, it could be for the Friends of the Mounted, so they would designate it. If they had a specific library or they have or a special event, they designate.
So when you get the money, you know how much goes to each specific thing. Okay.
Councilman Smile.
So I'm just trying, I don't have a problem, I'm just trying to clarify. So if someone has funds that they were designated to the Friends of the Mountain, would that be in this $80,000 and that portion would be used if there was a special event for the Friends, for the Mounted?
That amount is not in
okay.
this.
Okay.
Right, this is just for special
okay.
events.
So those funds would be pulled if the Friends of the Mountain were going to do something.
Correct.
Or wanted to, okay.
Correct.
Okay, Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. I just have a question, sort of like the bigger picture of County Pride, because we got a presentation about it a year or so ago, but then I'd heard that it was kind of on hold. But do you know the status of it, or is it accepting donations again? I know that DCF was going through a lot of its grant funds. And
there are some IRS regulations.
Please identify yourself for the record.
Marcus Henry, General Manager of Community Services. We're working with them specifically on some IRS regulations in terms of acceptance of the funds. We kind of clarified that now in terms of how we'll disperse the funds. So we've kind of worked that out right
okay,
now.
Okay, so
we're going to do a presentation, I should mention, at April's meeting, kind of like an annual update in terms of where we are with them.
Okay, but as of right now, they are accepting donations again.
Jane Rattani. County Pride is a fund under the Delaware Community Foundation. So yes, we, Delaware Community Foundation is accepting funds.
But my understanding was in 2019, they were on hold for a while where they weren't accepting.
No, I'm not aware of that.
Oh.
We're Delaware Community Foundation on behalf of County Pride.
Yep.
We worked with them throughout 2019. We've had, as Marcus mentioned, we, you know, ironed out, we've had several meetings in regard to, you know, listening with the conversation between County Pride and Delaware Community Foundation. But the funds were raised in 2019 for a variety of County Pride accounts.
I think that was just after the presentation, I'm not sure referencing, where we had a whole letting council tag, I had a question about that.
Something cropped up and we were going to use it and then we were told we couldn't.
Yeah, but it should be fine.
Okay, all right. I'm not imagining things.
Okay, are there any other questions, comments on ordinance 20-009? All right, any from the public? Okay, moving along to other boards and commissions appointments. Harry Warner, reappointment to the Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board. Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. This is a reappointment of Mr. Warner, so he's not here today, but he did send me a very nice letter about his past experience, and I know that there's tremendous interest in having him be renewed by his colleagues. So if anyone has any questions, it's just a reappointment.
Councilman Bell.
Yeah, if I may, Mr. Chairman, Councilwoman, trying to add in here. I've known Harry Warner for a long, long time, and you know Harry, and you can look at his resume, but 62 years in the volunteer fire service. He's held about every key position that you could ever hold in the volunteer fire service in the county and the state, and I think one of the most noteworthy accomplishments of Harry in the volunteer fire service, and of course he was a, you know, past officer at Tallyville, but being on the county and the state level, along with Dick McCoy, who's another famous, recognizable name, he was the first chief dispatcher of the county and also from Tallyville. Between the two of them, they led and orchestrated the volunteer fire service in accomplishing what is known today as the 800 megahertz radio system. It started out as a countywide endeavor and going to be implemented in Newcastle County, and through their persistence, both Harry and Dick McCoy lobbied down in Dover to get this to be a fully paid state infrastructure, with each county being able to buy the curfew equipment and everything and come on to it. So what a tremendous asset to the Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board in this county. But you know, he's got his, not just history, but his service to others is just tremendous. Good point.
Thank you for that, and I know that he enjoys the support of the Nordell system in Brandywine 100, and if I could request to join you as a co-sponsor, I'd appreciate that if you could indulge me there. All right, thank you. Any other questions about the reappointment of Harry Warner to the Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board? All right, moving along, Constance Malin, new appointment to the Library Advisory Board. Councilman Tackett.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it is an extreme
honor. And before
honor.
We go on, I'd just like to recognize Councilman Hollins is here as well at the table. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is an honor and a privilege today to be able to present to you and sponsor the resolution to hopefully all of council will share in my enthusiasm and excitement to consider the appointment of Ms. Malin to the Library Advisory Board. I have known Connie for quite a while. She has been very engaged and a huge champion for our libraries in Newcastle County, and I can't think of anybody else I've been more excited to try to get appointed onto a board and sponsor their resolution than Ms. Malin.
All right, thank you for that. If you would please give us a little
background
on yourself and introduce yourself to council. Thank you.
My name is Constance Malin. I've been retired from the Red Clay School District for 18 years, and I taught in the Red Clay School District, well, Stanton, before that for 32 years. So I'm old. And I'm a graduate of Wesley College and the University of Delaware. I have a master's degree from the university as well. as far as library goes, I am a big champion and supporter of libraries. I jotted down a few things just to capsulize for you. I am president of the Friends of the Bear Library and have been for 6 years now, but I've been a member of the Friends for, since the library was built, 20 years. I've had three goals for being president, and that number one was that we would work with other county libraries. We weren't going to be isolated. Because I really believe that in order to make libraries work, you have to work with all of them. So the staffs at the other libraries in the county know me, the friends of the other libraries know me, and I'm a presence at all of them. I not only visit the Bear Library, but I'm a member of the Friends of four other libraries. I'm a member of the Friends of Hoquessin, Newark, Newcastle, and Kirkwood, as well as Bear, even though I'm president of the Friends of the Bear Library. I think we all are in this together. And I also help out with the Byard Taylor Library in Kennett Square with their fundraisers when they have their house tours every year. I'm a docent there. One of my goals was to work with other county libraries and also become friends with the Bear Library staff and to help patrons. So when I go into my library, the staff knows who I am. The security guard knows who I am. I'm a presence there. And I want all the people on my board and all the members of the Friends of the Bear Library to make themselves known when they go into the library. And the third thing is their library to be a community center, not just a place where people take out books and look at magazines and hit the computer. But I want it to be a place where, especially in an area where we're really not incorporated, we're just an area. So we're not a town like Newark or anything. Bear is just a very large area. So I wanted people to feel that is a place that they can feel welcome, and they do. One of the nicest things that was said to me was, as I said, I promote libraries. A lady came into the library a few months ago, and she says, "Oh, I know you. Aren't you affiliated with this library?" And I said, "Yes, I am a president of Friends." She says, "I met you at the Newcastle Library, and you were talking up libraries and told me to get involved with my local library. So I did, and now I'm heading up the oral history project at the Newcastle Library." So that made me feel very good. So that's basically where I'm coming from. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Malin. We really appreciate you volunteering your time to step up and serve on the advisory board. I think we have members of council who would like to talk to you a little bit more. Okay. Council President.
Yeah, I just wanted to say last week I met a constituent at the Bear Library. I want to say you're doing a tremendous job.
Thank you. There was
people of all ages there. It was packed. So it was about 5:30 on a weekday.
The busiest libraries in the state were always in the top three.
And everybody smiled, said hello. It was very great.
Very glad to
Great job.
Pass that along. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are there any other comments, questions for Ms. Malin, for members of council? But we look forward to your service on behalf of Newcastle County Council, and thank you for stepping forward.
Thank you very much for
thank
having
you.
Me here.
All right. Moving along. Under other, we have travel approval request. Councilman Carter.
This is the travel request for my hotel room and registration for the NACO Legislative Conference. As you know, I serve on the Energy, Environment, and Land Use Committee. There's some neat stuff on the agenda. We're going to have a whole session just on Waters of the United States, which just changed and may have major impacts on our code. Mike and I are looking at now a couple of really good technology committee meetings I'll be attending, and also a session they have on rural homelessness, and I'm trying to address that in Southern Newcastle County. So that's what the request is for. I'm down to my council budget, which is about $1,100.
We'll get to a motion in a moment. Councilman Bell.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Councilman Carter be authorized by this council to attend the 2020 NACO Legislative Conference in Washington, D.C.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. I appreciate you stepping forward, Councilman Carter, to be involved with NACO. It lobbies for 3,000 counties throughout the United States, and you'll be, I don't know if they still get in and meet with our legislators on the federal level, and
I'll probably do some health visits.
Press the case. Thank you for that. Councilwoman Durham.
thank you. Mine is just for a local drive down to Dover. I hadn't even really thought about it, but thankfully Nellie suggested it. I'm grateful to her for that. It's just for a statewide conference on native plants. So whatever, okay. It'd be whatever the mileage and tolls are.
All right. Want to make a motion for that?
A motion for to reimburse, to get reimbursed for the mileage and tolls for the Native Plants Summit in Dover.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Excellent.
I'm waiting until pot becomes a native plant, then I'll go.
Like to see a list of good native
plants. No, growing up, they become state flowers.
All right, moving along. So we have, this has become a really, something our legislative aides have gotten very involved in, the University of Delaware Municipal Clerks Training Program, and we have the legislative aides that are want to step forward to attend this year's training. It's Valerie George, Nakai Trailer, and Rachel Zara, and who would like to make a motion for this?
I would make a motion to approve all three.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve three aides going to the 2020 University of Delaware Municipal Clerks Training in Dover. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, okay. Thank you. And we really appreciate developing the professionalism for this at the school for municipal clerks. Yes.
And on that note, I'd like to remind everyone that a report back to council is required. Ms. Nagel, we're still waiting on yours from July.
It's done. I'll send it over.
Okay.
I thought I did.
All right.
It's to be presented to council.
All right.
Okay.
Moving along on the other agenda, we're going to Newcastle County grant requests. Let me look up here on my matrix. All right. Beginning first on the agenda, No Limit Mentoring and Empowerment Program, Inc., Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Tim. They requested $2,500. I'm going to give $2,000, so a motion for $2,000.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, the grant is approved to No Limit Mentoring and Empowerment Program Incorporated. Second, Greater Wilmington Convention and Visitors Bureau, Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. I was going to make a motion for $2,000 in support of their $2,500 request for, this is part of the Byway program. They're updating and redoing all the signage for the Brandywine Byway and the Harriet Tubman Byway, which run coincide with each other for a ways.
Care to put that into a motion?
I did, sort of.
Is it a motion? Second.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second for the Greater Wilmington Convention and Visitors Bureau for wayfinding signage. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, the grant is approved. Midway Little League, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, I move that $2,500 goes to support the Midway Little League.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Support the Midway Little League purchase a front end loader. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right, the grant is approved for the Midway Little League. The Ronald McDonald House of Delaware, Councilman Woods.
Yes, so this is a grant we did this last year. This is to help offset the cost for supporting 25 families, Newcastle County families, and Ronald McDonald House.
Get a front end loader.
Ronald McDonald House is kind of near and dear to me, as well as AI. I did have family members that left in last year were in Texas and didn't have to pay for anything, which is, you know, in that kind of time of need, it's a great thing. And so I'd like to request $2,500, and if anyone would like to join in on that. Last year I had quite a few members join in, and I think people gave $500 apiece, and we got to the $2,500. So
do I have
if
a second?
Not, I'll do the full $2,500.
Second, and I'll do $500.
$500 from Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
$500
from Councilwoman Durham. Anybody else?
$500
from Councilman Sheldon. All right, we have a motion and a second and a shared cost. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? You're in for it. Okay, the grant is approved to the Ronald McDonald House to offset the expense to house and provide support services for approximately 25 Newcastle County families. All right, thank you. Delaware Military Academy, Councilman Woods.
Also, this is for their one-to-one computer invitation that they're doing. And I've tried to support that, the military academies in my district, and they've done some great things over there. This is just another one of their initiatives, and when it's for education, I'm all for it. So I'd like to do the $2,500.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Councilman Bell.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to contribute $500 towards that initiative.
All right. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any other contributors? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right. The grant is approved to the Delaware Middle Military Academy. Brandywine High School PTO After Prom Committee. Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to support this request for $2,000 out of their $2,500 request for their after prom expenses.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All right, for discussion, I'd like to help you with that if I could. I'll give you $300.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, yes, Council.
I have a question to clarify what you want to do for the record. Are you going to make it $2,300 or leave it at $2,000 and you give $17 and give you the three?
I'd still do two and add yours on top.
Okay.
So go to 23.
So it'll be 2,300.
2,300.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification. Motion for 2,300 to go to the Brandywine High School PTO after PTA after school prom committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. That's grants approved. Cub Scout Pact 959. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, I move that $2,500 be given to Cub Scout Pact 959 for costs associated with their Pinewood Derby.
Pinewood Derby. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right. The grant is approved for $2,500 to the Cub Scout Pact 959 for their Pinewood Derby and workshop. I remember that.
Did that.
Did you win?
No. Much better than electoral politics. All right. Expense and Revenue Roundtable. Anything for the Expense and Revenue Roundtable? County comments by the County Executive.
No comments for today.
Oh, no comments for today. Wow.
Anything
under other?
Get used to it.
Anything under other? All right. Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? The Administrative Finance Committee meeting of February 11th is adjourned. Thank you.